Good evening, good evening to each and everyone. We thank and praise the Lord. Today is Thursday. Well, happy Thursday, coming to another end of another weekend. We just thank and praise the Lord for this day. We thank and praise the Lord for all that God is doing. And don't forget to tell the Lord thank you. The Bible said, in everything, give thanks unto the Lord. And we need to just continue to have a gratitude and be grateful for what God is doing in these last days. Even though the way things is and approaching election, we're in the midst of voting, you know. But nevertheless, God is still God. We just came out of series of talking about fear on the earth, and we was talking about that we need to fear the Lord more than we fear anyone. And Isaiah, I still think about that scripture in Isaiah 51, 3-12, he was saying that we need to not be afraid of man. And then in Psalms 27:1, it tell us how the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength in our life. Whom shall we be afraid of? A lot of people, we hope that we brought out a value point. A lot of people is fear what man can do and what man is doing. But our greatest fear should be in the Lord. And that's a reverence fear, not one that wants you to believe that God is sitting somewhere in heaven waiting to destroy each and every one of us. No, but we're supposed to have a holy reverence fear of God. Why? Because God is the one that have all power in his hand, and God can do anything. But we're going to continue with something the Lord impressed on my heart today, and we want you, if you have your Bible, go to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. The Lord, you know, we just came out of consecration, and something the Lord been reminding me as a prophet is that my assignment is to make sure and prepare the people for the second coming of Christ. I said this a lot. I know a lot of our ancestors said that Jesus was going to come. Well, the last days, we've been in the last days ever since Jesus left, you know, but we are more near and closer to it now than ever. And God wants us to know. He don't want us to be like the five foolish virgins. He don't want that day to catch us off God. And there, too, again, it's because of so many things on the earth is happening, and a lot of things can be detracting us or cause you to cast away your confidence in God. God don't want us to do that, you know. So I pray that this word will be a word of encouragement, not only to you, but me as well. So now, if you have your Bibles, go to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, I do give thanks. I thank you, Father, for your grace that is available to all of us. Your grace is sufficient, and regardless to what we have to face, what we have to endure, I thank you for your grace right now. I thank you, Father, for you giving us ears that we can hear what the Spirit is saying. I thank you right now for the Holy Spirit being released over the airwaves. And those that have tuned into the broadcast, I thank you, Father, that they will behold wonders out of your laws. I thank you that their lives will be transformed. I thank you that they will be encouraged. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airway. We bind and come against all detraction and interferes right now in the matchless name of Jesus. And we just want to tell you, thank you again, Father. Thank you for this beautiful, victorious, and awesome week that we done experienced. We thank you, Father, that you is faithful. You watch over your word to perform it. I thank you for household salvation. I thank you, Father, for the million, I'm going to say million of people coming into the kingdom. I thank you how you keeping your people from falling. You present them blameless and faultless before you. I want to tell you thank you for it right now. I thank you for the spirit of conviction is visiting the earth. even the more. I thank you, Father, for sending forth laborers into the harvest, because you said the harvest truly are plentiful, but the laborers are few. So, Father, I just thank you, and I praise you for it right now in the master's name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise the Lord again for you. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go into the word. It's in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And I thank and praise the Lord for Timothy. As you know, Timothy was one of Apostle Paul protege. He was a young minister, a young pastor, and he was facing so many things. Remember, he was the one that the Lord told him that he had given him the spirit of fear. He was dealing with a lot of false teachers. And in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, Paul was reminding Timothy as a young man about the, putting him in remembrance, how they laid hands on him and prayed for him. And he was reminding him, disturb the gifts on the inside. A lot of false teachers was confronting Timothy, and Paul was telling Timothy not to be intimidated by those false teachers. And God is saying the same thing to us today. Jesus said in Matthew, the 24th chapter, he tell us in the last days how it going to be a lot of deception. And we need to really pray as the time we living in, but we need to pray that God will continue to bring enlightenment and understanding to us, because there's a lot of deception going on in this hour, in this time. The enemy is going to great measures to try to trick, to deceive, to mislead the believers like never before. And when I read 1 and 2 Timothy, I see some of the things that Timothy and the other believer was had to face, but they was being encouraged. I found it amazing that when Apostle Paul wrote this, Apostle Paul was in prison. It always amazed me how Apostle Paul had the kind of relationship with the Lord, even though he would be in prison. A lot of time when he was writing out these epistles, but they was words of encouragement. He was like in one of the scriptures, he said, in one of his epistles, he said that his flesh was in chain, but his spirit wasn't. And, you know, a lot of saints have to come to the realization that even as born-again believers, y'all, we going to experience adversity. I want you to hear me. We're going to experience adversity. We're going to experience persecution, false accusation, all of these things. The Bible tells us that we're going to have to endure. So there, too, again, I want you to know this, because the word, and like I said, the Lord let me know to let the people, and lately I noticed the majority of the message that God been having me to share, they are warnings to let us know. If you in Christ, continue, remain with him. If you don't know him, you need to get acquainted with him. But this is not the time to withdraw. This is not the time to cast away your confidence in the Lord. Even as we approach in 2023, I hear some prophecy about some things that are going to happen. But I know the Bible tells me that the wicked going to get worse and worse. But even in the midst of all the drama, all the things that are going to take place on the earth, you need to know in Christ you can be of good cheer. He said in St. John, the 16th chapter, to be of good cheer because he have overcome the world. It tells us in 1 John, I believe it's the 5th chapter, he talked about what caused us to overcome. Overcome is our faith. Overcome what? Overcome the false accusation, the persecution, the things that we will have to endure, the things that we have to face. Our faith will cause us to endure. What you mean? Your faith, my faith and your faith, the Bible tells us in Romans the 12th chapter, that God have given all us the measure of faith. Faith is the ability to contact and God in the spirit realm. Faith have us, because, you know, as being a spirit, I'm a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. God gave me faith. Faith is the currency for spiritually things as well as natural. But everything begin in the spirit realm. On the earth, we use money. We use our Visa card. We use credit cards. But we use that to make exchange. So therefore, in the spirit realm, God give us faith. So I just thank and praise the Lord for giving us faith. Faith calls us to communicate with God. And so I'm just great. And that's why even in the book of Hebrews, the writer was telling them not to cast away their confidence and not to cast away their faith in God. And I'm saying the same thing to you. God wants us to be prepared. A lot of people was caught off guard when the pandemic came through. But God don't want us to be ignorant of Satan's device, nor do he want us to be ignorant of what's taking place on the earth. There's a lot, like I said last week, there's a lot of fear. Fear have plagued the earth. And we have a lot of people that in fear of man. Yes, there's a lot of murder going on, mass rapes in schools and different places. But God don't want us to live in fear, but he wants us to live in faith. I want you to hear me. So there too, again, we in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, it begins. I'm going to read it from the King James Version, and then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. Anyone know Prophet Miller? She liked to read things from the Message, the Amplify. I like to read the word from different translations and stuff. Okay, but it says, now the Spirit speak expressly. Now, when he said the Spirit, he come out the Holy Spirit. Well, Jesus made this statement in the gospel. He said, when the Spirit of truth come, he will tell you and lead you and guide you into all truth. He will remind you that Jesus said he taught. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And all the ones was in the upper room, they received the Holy Spirit. But thank and praise the Lord, we people can still now receive the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. He is the greatest teacher. He is the greatest comforter. Jesus even told the disciples, I won't leave you comfortless. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit that abide on the inside. But he said, now the Spirit speak expressly that in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. Now listen, let me tell you something. Even though God have given you each one of us a measure of faith, but let me tell you something. You have to utilize it. You have to put your faith in practice, and faith don't have anything to do with your feelings and my feelings. I like some that Habakkuk said. He said that we shall live, the just shall live by his faith. I can't live by your faith. You can't live by my faith. Now, you can listen at some of my testimony and grab some faith from it, but you got to live by your own faith. And all of our faith is based upon what the word said. In the book of Hebrew, it said, now faith is the substance of things that hope for and the evidence of things not seen. We have to learn to live by what God's word said. That is so important. Hear me. We have to learn to live by what God's word say. And he said, how some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of the devil. He come out spirits that deceive you. The enemy is real. Satan is real. Lucifer is real. The devil is real. Some people still have a problem with that. I don't believe the devil exists. I don't believe. Well, listen, whether you believe it or not, he do exist. Please hear me. Whether you believe it or not, the devil do exist. But Jesus told us we don't have to be fearful of the enemy. He told the people in Ephesus, he told them to be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He told them what they was fighting with. He said, you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood, but with principality, ruler, doubt, the spirit of weakness in high places. And I say this so many times over the air, that you is the spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Well, God is the spirit. I want you to hear me. And Jesus even said, if those that worship must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is the spirit. Satan is the spirit. And we can be influenced by either spirit. We can be influenced by the spirit of God, or we can be influenced by the spirit of the devil. But when you read the word of God will help you and I to be able to discern what spirit is speaking to us or what each thought coming from. You would never be able to discern the voice of God if you don't get in the word and find out what God say. Neither will you be able to discern when Satan is speaking to you through your thoughts if you don't know what the word say. This is so important. But there too again, he says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with hot iron, forbidden to marriage and commanded to obtain from me, which God have created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. So there too again, now I'm going to read it from the Amplified Translation, and then I'm going to read it from the Message, and we're going to take a ride. How about that? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I thank you, Father, for your word. I give you praise for your word. Hallelujah. I thank you for your word. Great is thy faithfulness. Father, we just love you and we adore you. I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you for what you're doing in this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, praise him. Thank you. Keep listening. They used to say, and some people still say it, that when praises come up, blessings come down. You know, keep your praises up. Continue to give God thanks. And as I stated, regardless of what you seeing and what you hear in this hour in time, don't allow yourself to cast away your confidence in God. And in the Amplify, those same verses, I'm going to read the first six verses. It says, but the Holy Spirit distinction and expression declared that in the latter time, some would turn away from the faith, giving attention to delusion and seducing spirits and doctrine that demons teach it. Through the hypocrisy and pretension of liars who conscience a seer, who forbid peoples to marry and teach them to attain from certain kind of food, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and have an increasing clear knowledge of the truth. For everything God have created is good, and nothing is to be thrown away or refuse if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is hallowed and consecrated by the word of God and by prayer. If you lay all these instructions before the brethren, you will be worthy steward and a good minister of Christ Jesus. Ever nurture your own self on the truth of the faith and of good Christian instruction, which you have closely followed. So there too again, that was from the Amplified. One more translation, and we're going to go in with it. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter from the Message Bible. He says, I can't express this on you too strongly. God is looking over your shoulders. Christ, 2 Timothy. I'm supposed to be in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4th. Okay. Now I'm in 1 Timothy. He said, the Spirit make it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up on the faith and chase after demons' illusion put forth by professing lies. These liars have lied so well and for so long that they lose their care for truth. They will tell you not to get married. They'll tell you not to eat this or that food. Perfectly good food God created to be eaten heartily and with thanksgiving. By believing, who know better, everything God created is good and to be received in thanks. Nothing is to be sneered at or thrown out. God's word and our prayers make every item in creation holy. And so there too, again, I want to read that because as I stated, it's going to take place. And like I said, it was telling us that the Holy Spirit was warning and letting them know. And I say to all of us that my prayer is that, okay, Father, help me to even pay more earnest heed to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Since the Holy Spirit is the teacher of the body, the one that lead and guide us into truth, help me to pay more earnest heed to what he's saying to me. In Hebrews, the second chapter, the writer was telling those that they need to pay earnest heed to the things that they hear less than any time they let them slip. But other way, we're telling them not to drift away from truth. And it's so many things are pulling at our attention in this hour, especially the negative things. You turn on the TV, I don't know about you, you turn to the new negative, 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 negative. And I need to hear some positive things. But what really gave me consolation when I seek out the word of God, I found out the first church experienced persecution, that with false teachers, just like we do too. They experienced the same thing, but thanks be to God for the Holy Spirit, the power that God graced them. If they truly wanted to persevere in with God and continue to have their intimate relationship with Christ, they was able to do so. What are you saying, Prophet Miller? Listen, my brother, my sister, if you want to continue to walk with God, God have grace us with the ability, the power that you can continue to do it. But you got to stay focused on what God's word say. You got to get in his word and read his word. Are you hear what I'm saying? He would tell me how many going to fall away. Now, really, it's talking about apostasy. And I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to start a little bit today with it. I might not get too far with it. But apostasy. What that means, it's talking about a falling away, a defection, or a withdrawal, or turning from what one has formerly turned from. And this is something in most of Apostle Paul's epistles, he was constantly reminding and telling the saints that the whole fast to the profession of faith. He was telling them what they had been taught, even with Timothy. When he wrote to Timothy and to encourage him, Timothy was facing and dealing with these false teachers, he was telling him to hold fast to what he'd been taught, what he was taught at a younger age, and what he had learned from the apostle. He was telling him to hold fast to that. You know, he was telling them to contend for the faith. Well, as he spoke then, the Holy Spirit is saying the same thing to all of us. Are you hearing me? As that state apostasy means severing one's sacred relationship with Christ, to withdraw from the value union and true faith in him. And like I said, individual apostasy is possible only for those who have first experienced salvation, regeneration, and renewed by the Holy Spirit. It is not a mere denial of the New Testament doctrine by the unsaved within the visible church. Apostasy may involve two separations through relative aspects, theology, apostasy. Now, what I'm saying, I want you to hear me. There's a lot of teaching going around. That's what Jesus even said. Here'll be a lot of false prophets. And said they would deceive many people. Listen, and I say this. Have the Bible tell us in Thessalonians that you need to have a love for truth. Listen, you got to love the truth. God word. Jesus is truth. Jesus is grace. We got to have a love for the word of God. You got to be a student of the word of God. I want you to hear me. You need to be a student of the word of God. You shouldn't let a day go by that you don't spend extra time in the Word of God or spend time with the Lord. I want you to hear me good, because if you don't, the way we can drift away from the things of God, if you're not spending time and making time to spend with the Lord and in His Word, you can drift away. If you don't continue in what you know is right to do, you will find yourself falling or yielding to what's not right. So there too, again, like I said, that's what we're talking about, apostasy. What it means is people that had a former relationship with the Lord Jesus, and they were students of the Word. They loved the things of God, but because they didn't continue with it. Jesus said, if you continue in my Word, you would know the truth. So guess what? You got to persevere. In this hour, in this time, you and I, even with persecution, false accusation, regardless of what come up, we got to persevere. We got to continue to press when it come down to what God's word say. I want you to hear me. That's why I tell people, even though I'm a prophet, the Bible never told us to live by prophecy alone. When Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness of the devil, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Yes, it's possible you can be deceived through prophecy. I want you to hear me. I'm not denying or going against prophecy, because God, that's a gift, and God gave it to us. But make sure whatever prophecy that somebody giving you, make sure it's lining up with what the Word of God say. I want you to hear me. That's why you need to be a student of the Word. You know, you need to know what God's Word is saying. You see, I want you to hear me. You need to know what God's word is saying. You know, just don't get with everything that you hear. Get your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, go purchase you a Bible and read that Bible and make sure what you are hearing is in total agreement and aligned with what God's word says. Are you following me? And this was the apostasy. He was saying these were people that once had a relationship with the Lord, but they allowed themselves to start drifting and cashing away what God said. They begin to take on other information. I want you to hear me. You know, I don't care what service I go into. I'm always praying, okay, now, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me to discern what is being said and what you were saying to me. I'm not the smartest person on this earth. I need help. And I asked him, help me to discern. Even as a prophet, an apostolic prophet, I even pray about that. God, help me. Give me the revelation that you want me to reveal to your people. Because, y'all, like I said, I need help. And there too, again, like I said, probably it's somebody that once they formally walk with the Lord, but they allow other teaching to come in there to affect what the Lord had not already said. That's why you need to know how to, the Bible said, rightly divide the word of truth, study so you can rightly. Well, if you can rightly divide it, that means you can wrong divide it. So there too, again, that's important. Anything is coming to you, a thought or any kind of teacher wants you to believe that you can, after you get born again, you can go out here and willingly say it, you can continue to go the way you were going before you received Christ, that is not God. You know, any parent wants us to be serious about what he is saying. And this is what Apostle Paul and a lot of those first apostles were saying to the former church. You know, take what God's word says serious. You know, we're living in a time now, certain message, you know, have people to believe where, you know, we got this, we ain't got to do this, and we ain't got to do this. Listen, in the kingdom of God, his rules and regulation. And, you know, it's just like a job, for example. You can't just go on your job and take lightly the rules and regulation. Guess what? If you do that, they're going to be walking you to the door, to the exit door. Well, in the kingdom of God, it is laws and principles. And you and I cannot just live any kind of way or take God's word lightly. When you start taking God's word lightly, your heart will get hard. It'll get so hard that you in the beginning, it'll be conviction. But then it'll get to the point it don't convict you no more. You know how it was when you first got saved. It was all about Jesus. You wanted to be in, every time the church doors open, you wanted to be in the church. But now you start allowing other things to draw you away from that and get your attention. Time you might have spent 3 or 4 hours in reading the word and technology. Now listen, technology can be a blessing. But I sit back sometime and I watch some people with their phones and they telephone. You know, you can, it's so much they done put into that phone. You can tap into internet, Facebook, and you'll be there all day if you ain't careful. I want you to hear me. All of these things is a detraction if you don't have some discipline with yourself. Come on, somebody. Jesus understood the importance every day, late in the evening, spending time with the Father. He made that appointment. He made sure that he spent that ample time with the Father. And that's one of the reasons why when he would come out during the day, he was so victorious. He was conquering. He would lay a hand on the sick, and the sick were being recovered. Because Jesus understood the importance of spending time with his Father. He understood the importance of spending time with his Father. And I'm saying to all of us, we in that hour, in that time like never before. It is a must. Tell yourself, it's a must I get in the word. It's a must I spend time with the Father. If you want to know and how to keep yourself from being deceived. Amen. So there too again, he would talk about the teaching. Like I said, there too again, don't just take on what somebody said because they might be a bishop, or apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor. Make sure what they're saying is in total alignment with the word. Find out what the word say. And that's one thing about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit ain't going to never say anything to you and I that was not written of what Jesus had said previous to the time he was on the earth. It's going to always be in total alignment with the word. Amen. Oh, yes, it is. Because the Bible tells us in the last days, you have somebody have itchy ears. They want somebody to compromise with them. Oh, it's okay. No, it ain't. We don't have as much as time as we had in the beginning. He is soon to come. And I said to fivefold minister gifts, we preach a message, maybe if it's a month ago, that a lot of time people have heaven in their view, but they don't have judgment. The Bible tells us it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. We all going to stand before the judge, and Jesus is the judge. We going to be judged according to the finishing work of Christ versus based upon what he would have us to do or what we're predestined for all of us to do. Don't jive yourself. Don't be deceived. Don't be misled. You just can't live any kind of way, and it's all right. Come on, somebody. Just like I remember Apostle Paul said when he came along and he was telling them that the kingdom of heaven was at hand, that they need to repent. And a lot of them were saying, we Abraham's seed, we don't repent. He said, show me fruit of repentance. If you say you're a believer, then guess what? You got to walk. Your lifestyle got to add up to that. If you're a believer, you just can't say you're a believer and it ain't. Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. He talking about the fruits of the Spirit. They love, they faith, they temperance, they self-control. Come on, somebody. They joy. Come on, somebody. But I'm telling you, this is the hour in the time. A lot of saints, if you ain't careful, you can be seduced by the enemy. Moral apostasy. It used to be the time that people, you know, they would flee fornication, adultery, and all of that stuff. But we got people right in the body of Christ. They shacking up, they fornicating, they committing adultery, and they act like it's okay. It is not okay. And they don't call sin sin no more, but I got an issue. No, it's sin. But guess what? You and I do not have to labor in sin. Jesus came through his death, burial, and resurrection. Apostle Paul tell us in the book of Romans, he tell us, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. God knows from day one, even after the fall, he knows that mankind needed a Savior. He know if he told man what to do, how to live before him, man could not do it in his own ability. So God made a way through Jesus, coming, death, burial, the resurrection. It's faith and grace. I love the definition of be for grace. It enables, empower us with the ability. So God made it possible that you and I can live right. But some people think, well, you ain't perfect. No, God ain't asking none of us to be perfect, but he asking us to mature. He asking us to grow up. When a child first start out, you don't expect for that child to do some another a child all of them. But as that child grow, you expect certain things from that child. As that child grow, you expect for that child to walk in discipline, restrain. Come on, somebody. Well, it's the same way in the kingdom of God. You don't supposed to stay in an immature all your life, all the time you walking with the Lord. And that's why I said we got to listen and watch some of this teaching going on. It's okay. God understand. God know. Now, the Bible said the just will fall seven times, but each time he'll get back up. You know, God, see, God look at our heart, y'all. God don't look at your action. God look at your heart. He look at the motives. What is your motives? Why are you saying what you're saying? Why are you doing what you're doing? See, the Bible said he know those that love him. He know those that seeking and pursuing the things of God. So guess what? You might can deceive or mislead me, but you can't do that with God. He know. Hallelujah. Thank you. I don't know about you. I used to try to get over on the Lord. I ain't know no better. Lord, you know. You know I want to, but deep down I didn't want to. Come on, somebody. But we in that hour, and this is what he talking about. I'm talking about apostles. And like I said, that means, and in Hebrews, the third chapter in the 12th verse, it said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart or unbelief, and departing from the living God. Now, if you go study the whole book of Hebrews, you will find out there was experienced great persecution, great, serious persecution. They was really going through. But he was trying to encourage them not to cast away their confidence. He was trying to encourage them to hold fast to their confession without waver because God was with them. And y'all, guess what? We in the hour that we got to hold fast to. Come on, somebody. We in that hour, we as born-again believers, we going to have to hold fast. We going to have to continue for the faith. That is so important. Okay, here we're talking about the former believer ceased to abide in Christ and instead become enslaved again to sin and morality. And it is such a thing that you can start out with Christ and you can stop. It's a such thing as that. Come on, somebody. I have experienced this in my own personal life that I can drift. What you mean? You know, while I was spending half a time in studying God's word, I started a lot of other things to get my attention. You know, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about experience. That's possible. Y'all, we can drift if we ain't careful. A lot of people, even after the pandemic, we got a lot of people haven't returned to service or going into church. And the Bible says, forsake it not to assemble yourself together. A lot of people done got comfort. They use technology. And right, I'm not being little of technology. But he tell us not to forsake ourselves assembly. God want us to assemble. Here's something about being in fellowship with the saints. The anointing is different. Now, I can understand if you can't, for whatever reason, you can't get to the church. Yeah. But if you can get to the church, go to the house of God. Because, see, like I said, a lot of people done got complacent. Oh, I just, you know, they live. I just, you know, I go on to listen. That's being lazy. Come on, somebody. That's mean you done got complacent with the things of God. And it's no one exempted. As I say to all of us, can drift. It said the Bible issued early warning concerning the possibility of apostasy, designed both to alert us to the deadness, the danger of abandoning our union with Christ, and to motivate us to persevere in faith and obedience. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's why I say we talking about the Holy Spirit is warning and letting us know the danger of it. That's what he's doing. And I'm saying to you, and I learned this from my own experience, the less time you spend in the Word of God, the less time you don't want to. It's just something about it. The more you do anything, the more you want to do. You want to change your desires. Just start doing what is right. Start making that sacrifice. You know, I'm going to cut off that TV. Now, God, I'm going to spend more time. See, you got to discipline your body. Your body will flow any way you let it flow. Come on, somebody. One of the fruits of the Spirit is temper, self-control. You know, I wouldn't mind reading the Word, but look like every time I try to get in the Word, I fall asleep and all of that. You need to, that's where you need to discipline your flesh and say, we ain't doing this. We're going to read. Sometimes when I'm trying to read, and if I find myself falling asleep in the bed, I just get up and come in my office and say, you're going to sit up in this chair. And guess what? Sometimes I sit up in the chair and go to sleep. But I have to get hold of myself and say, no, wait a minute, Ann, something going on here. Why you find you just falling asleep? You can't read the Word. Y'all, the enemy are trying to show up in any opportunity he get. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, this is so important. And, you know, we going to, I thank and praise the Lord for this time and his time for us to shut off. I want you to know that God love you. I want you to know that God love you, and we're going to continue with this. And we talk about apostasy. We talk about how saints can drift away. They can depart from the faith, and God don't want you to do that. I'm going to continue with this on Monday if the Lord allow me, because this is where we at. I want you to know the danger of it. You know, sometimes the enemy tell you, oh, you can sin one time, and but y'all, let me tell you something. The Bible said, neither give place to the devil. When you open the door for sin, it's hard to close that door. Sometimes people don't never return to the Lord. But God wants you and I to know what's happening. In spite of all of what's happening on earth, he wants you to stay focused on him. He wants you to stay focused on him. We're going to pray right here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your people. Thank you for those that tune into the broadcast. Thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding to them. Even as we go off the air, I entrust them to your care, Holy Spirit, that you continue to bring enlightenment and understanding. Amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I trust that and pray that you continue to enjoy the rest of your evening.
Amen.